Let's come before God now in prayer. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, if we sang those words or words like them, other songs that glorify you and praise you, if we sang those songs, Lord, from now until our Saviour returned, Lord, we would never be able to sing enough. And when we are in eternity, before that great throne, singing with all creation, how great is our God, we will still never be able to sing enough. Because your greatness, Heavenly Father, is beyond compare, it's beyond measure, it's beyond our imagination. But we thank you, Lord, you reveal it to us. We know who you are. We know what you have done. We know what you want to do in our lives. And we know, Lord, what you want to do through our lives until our Saviour returns. And Lord, until then, we thank you for these opportunities to come together as a congregation, as a body of people, to sing your praises, to pray to you, to read your word, to be inspired by it, to have it touch our very hearts, to be shaped and moulded in our Christ-likeness. So Lord, we look forward to that day when we meet you face to face, when we no longer have to read a Bible, and we thank you for it, but we will no longer have to read a book like Revelation and imagine what those pictures are like. For we will be in that picture, in that reality, the new heaven and the new earth. So Lord, may even tonight as we meet to worship you, be a reminder to us all, be an encouragement to us all about what you have done for us and what you want to do through us. And Lord, as we come to the end of this year, it is a time when we reflect on a year that has gone by. And indeed, Lord, we will think about what the year ahead holds for us. And Lord, each of us here will know that as we reflect on 2017, that we have let you down. There are things that we have done, Lord, that have not been in accordance to your will. They have displeased you. They have disappointed you. But Lord, we realize in all the things that we do wrong, you're never disappointed in us. For you love us. You are certainly disappointed in the things that we do wrong. So Lord, we just want to lay those things before you and ask for your forgiveness. We want to be aware of those things, Lord, so that we don't become repeat offenders in 2018. But we learn from our mistakes. We go forward and we are shaped and molded by them. And Lord, as we do go into this year, we pray that you would make yourself known to us. That we would be tuned into all that you are saying and doing. That we would be obedient to your commands and your instructions. So, Lord, that we can be useful for you in your kingdom. Lord, may this year be a year when we see those that we know and love coming to know you as Saviour, as we know you as Lord and Saviour. And Lord, may this be a year of rejoicing. We thank you, Lord, that the scriptures tell us that one soul who gives their life, heaven rejoices. So, Lord, we want to rejoice in that this year as you draw people to Jesus Christ. So, Lord, as we come to the end of this year, we reflect on it. And Lord, we look forward now as you lead and guide us into 2018. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. To close off this year, we're going to take a wee look at a passage in 2 Peter, and then I'm going to just read some verses from Revelation. You might want to turn to the passage with me, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. I don't know what page it is. Somebody will have a Bible and somebody gets a page, they can shout it out. But it's 2 Peter chapter 3. You literally can't see them, can't you? It's not dark. I'll read it anyway. See the young ones, they can see it, look, because it's glowing in their phones. This is the word of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, reading from verse 1. Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Saviour through your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of the water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not forget this one thing. Dear friends, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. And then we get a glimpse in Revelation 21 and 22. I'm just going to read the first few verses of 21 about this new heaven and new earth. John writes, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eye. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Amen. And we ask God to bless us as we read his word together. God makes all things new. This is the slide that should be up as I retrieve my watch that I have to keep a tight eye on. There we go. God is going to make all things new. And I guess if your house is anything like our house, there's lots of old things in it. And at this time of year, there's lots of new things in it. Christmas has come, parcels have been opened, and there's lots of new things in our houses. But what do you do with all the old stuff? The question is, well, what makes stuff old in the first place? Some of the stuff that we class as old might only be like 1 year old. And now it's already old, it's maybe obsolete. When does something stop being new? What is that length of time before it gets the title of old? Well, I know I'm now past the title of being the new minister in Grey Abbey. I'm just the minister in Grey Abbey now. But I got a new title as the new minister in Clochy this year. So these new things just keep coming. And the new and the old passes. And 2017 will soon be the old year. 2018 will be the new year. But when does it stop becoming the new year? When do you stop saying to people, Happy New Year? It wears off after a few days. What will become old and new for you in 2018? Some things will become old. There may be new things. Hopefully there will be new things waiting for you. So we look forward to 2018. But as we look forward to 2018, are we looking forward to the day of the Lord? That's what Peter says we should be doing. Looking forward to this new heaven and this new earth. And there's a lovely phrase that I'd never picked up before until I read this in preparation. The new heaven and the new earth, the home of righteousness. Isn't that a wonderful title? Whatever it looks like when it comes out of heaven, it is our home of righteousness. Revelation 21 and 22 with this lovely picture then of what it might look like, this new heaven and earth. And John is told to write down these things because they're trustworthy and true. What he has received from God is trustworthy and true. But what he received in Revelation is trustworthy and true wasn't new. This story of this new heaven and this new earth has been bandied around for thousands of years. That's why Peter writes to the people in verse 2, I want you to recall the words of the prophets from the past, the holy prophets, the commands given by Jesus, and the words of the apostles. Isaiah 65 and Isaiah 66 talks about a new heaven and a new earth. I read from Isaiah 65 at the start of the service. Jesus predicts his return. Jesus predicted a lot of things about his life, but he predicted his return. You must be ready, he says in Luke chapter 22, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Peter calls it like a thief. Not that Jesus is going to come and steal all our new stuff, but he's going to come when we don't expect him. When his disciples were standing, and all of a sudden Jesus was taken from them, and he went up into heaven, two men appeared, two men dressed in white, two angels. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking up into the sky? This same Jesus who was taken from you will return in the same way that you have seen him go up into heaven." And then Paul writes to us in Corinthians as one of the apostles, in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, Jesus will return. He says, "The dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are left will be called up to meet him in the air." Folks, we know this event is coming. It's in the Bible. The question is, are you looking forward to it? Are you looking forward to God making all things new, this new heaven and this new earth? Peter asks the question of people who are looking forward to it. He says, what kind of people ought you to be in verse 11? What kind of person ought you to be a person looking forward to the new heaven and new earth? Well, he's writing here to remind people, to stimulate wholesome thinking. Verse 11, he says you ought to be holy and godly. Verse 14, you have to be making every effort to be spotless, blameless, and at peace with Jesus Christ. One term sums up these verses. What kind of person ought you to be? As a new person again. Someone who is part of the new covenant. There's lots of new things in the scriptures. As we look forward to this new year, this word new should be in our minds. People of a new covenant. And again, a new covenant was not a new concept. Jeremiah 31 talks about a new covenant. Verses repeated again in Hebrews 8 and 9. Luke 22, Jesus says, this covenant is in my blood. This new covenant is in my blood. Paul writes in Corinthians, when you're in Christ, you are a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. These are the people described in 11 and 14. New creation covenant people looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, our home of righteousness. And as we look forward to this new home, in 2018 we're to be looking forward to it. Every day we're to look forward to this new home. We will be scoffed at for this belief. We will be scoffed at by unbelievers. Peter writes, in the last days, scoffers will come. Today are those last days, surely. People scoff at us today. Maybe the last 10 years has seen somewhat of an escalation in people scoffing at the word of God, scoffing at church, scoffing at Christians. But it's not new. Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes, nothing new under the sun. People have always denied God, worshipped false gods. Today, people deny God's plan for humanity, the need for salvation. They say there's no eternity. In fact, they say there's no God at all. And as people who believe these things, we will be called all sorts of names. We will be treated differently, and in some cases, we will be treated badly by what is described in this passage as ungodly men, ungodly people. And for these ungodly people, this day is not a day to be looking forward to. A day of judgment, destruction for the ungodly. Verse 7. Paul writes in Corinthians, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? So what do we do as a church? What do we do as Christians? We keep ourselves to ourselves. We strengthen one another. That's what the Bible says. Build one another up. Look forward to this day. Just keep ourselves to ourselves. No. Because we are people looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth. We are people who are part of a new covenant. And as those type of people, people who are in Christ, at peace with Christ, new creations, we've been given a new command. Love one another as I have loved you. That's what Jesus says. A new command I give you. By this all men will know that you are my disciples. So is this just another verse to say love one another as a wee group together? So that everybody will know, oh, those are the Christians that believe those weird things. Why do people need to know that we are God's disciples? Well, it's to highlight something. We weren't always God's disciples, were we? Every one of us in this room were born ungodly. Every one of us were born wicked. Because we're not born in Christ. We're born sinners. We only become part of the new covenant because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Believing in Jesus. That's what Paul writes. He says, that verse I've just read there, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? He then goes on to say, and that is what some of you were. That's what we all were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Because God's plan for 2018 is to work in and through the lives of every person who knows and loves Jesus. Drawing people to Jesus. Seeing people acting and reacting in ways that other people don't do. And as we do that, what do? We speed his coming. We look forward to the day to speed his coming. You see, God has not got a clock in heaven that's counting down. We're going to have a countdown timer in a few moments. God has not got a timer counting down. God has got a book in heaven. It's called the Book of Life. And in it are the names of all the redeemed. And every time a soul is saved, God ticks another name off. And at some point in time, the last name will be ticked off in that book and Jesus will return. And God wants us to be involved in that. As heaven rejoices in every sinner that is saved, he wants us to be involved in that and be rejoicing as part of his kingdom work, part of his making all things new. That's what he wants for us. Peter writes at the end of this passage, he says, do not forget this. Sorry, in the middle of the passage, verses 8 to 10, he says, do not forget this. God is patient. Are you part of the new creation tonight? Are you a new creation in Christ? Are you seeking to obey those new commands? Are you able to look forward to the new heavens and the new earth? Because you are a believer. You are a Christian. You are someone who knows and loves the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God wants that for you. He wants all men, all people to be saved. But he knows not all are going to be saved. But he wants all to be saved. He is patient. A day, 1,000 years. God doesn't care. He may come back in 2018. It may be 2118. It may be 3018 when he comes back. God is beyond time. But one day, at one point in time, the heavens and the earth that we know will be laid bare. It will be destroyed. All that will remain are those who know and love the Lord. So in 2018, the day of the Lord may come. Are you looking forward to it? Are you able to look forward to it because you know the Saviour? Are you ready to meet him face to face? And if you are, let's make 2018 a year where we are part of God's work drawing unbelievers to our Saviour Jesus Christ. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all both now and forevermore. Amen. Go for it, Ben. Stay on your feet. Stay on your feet. Don't be lazy. See young ones on their backside. Oh, they're getting loaded up. 9, oh, Ben's on it already. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, folks. Let these older ones at the back have a go.